Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Q&A On Demand podcast, where I bring you into the mix of marketing information and tips to help you get inspired and dream about how to bring your company into the digital marketing era. This show is an open mic format, so if you have questions, I want to hear from you. You can also leave a voice comment if you're visiting me on my Anchor site as well. In this episode, I talk about digital transformations and is it right for your business? It's not enough anymore to have a Facebook page or to be on social media. Are you a practitioner of digital marketing and of digital applications? And what will that do for your business? Find out more in this episode. So where are you in your business where you're using digital products, digital applications, digital processes, not only at the business ownership level, but even in your own position or personally? What do you use personally as well? We're going to talk a little bit about digital transformations. Where is it in our society? How is it a player for businesses? And how can we use that to our advantage to grow and to drive growth in our companies and in our professions? Check out this episode. Okay, so welcome here again to another session with Q&A On Demand. Don't forget, before we get things started, I want you guys to subscribe. Yes, I want you to subscribe to the channel. Hit that little bell. Make sure you're getting notified about our new content that we're putting out every single week. So this week, I want to talk a little bit about digital transformation. I'm going to kind of go over in terms of what digital transformation means. What does that mean? So digital is your business. How much of it is digital in terms of applications, processes, things like that? Are you 100%? Are you 80%? 60-40, 40-60? So I want to refer a lot during this talk with an article that I've come across by Kayla Carmichael. Kayla Carmichael is a writer for HubSpot. And HubSpot is a predominantly large, very popular, successful marketing platform. And I want to talk a little bit about her article. It says, how to get on board with digital transformation. And the reason I think this is important is because it needs to be a conversation that I want to hear about in terms of kind of where is everybody in the spectrum of digital transformation and what does that mean? So to get on board with this, I wanted to talk and put a couple of quotes out here from the article. Today, the majority of consumers are purchasing products online, including 70% of millennials. 70% of millennials are consumers and purchasing online. I agree with that. And if that's an important and agreeable fact, that means that as businesses, we need to be experiencing and understanding where our market's at. And millennials are starting to be a large player in that. So also, in 2019, almost two-thirds of businesses out there, 64%, have a website. And if you don't have one, you could be falling behind in your competition. And if you are an individual owner, business owner, practitioner, coach, consultant, anybody that is trying to, you know, get some business online, it's really difficult to do that without one. I've heard it said before that you don't need a website. You can do, you know, depending on the size of your business, maybe you're just self-employed. Yes, you don't have to run and build a full-blown website, but I feel like without a business page, it could be a Facebook business page at least. I would almost qualify that with a couple of components on the page to make sure that it drives the right performance or the right results from that page. But you have to have an asset out there for someone that you meet up with in the real world, offline, to send them to a place to learn about you, maybe to hear another type of message or another way to develop content or to consume content about what you do and what you offer. So, but yeah, look, you know, it's not enough to be online these days. Look, businesses in 2019 that thrive are operating online. And what that means is they're using and consuming digital products, and so they're becoming, you know, part of the ecosystem. They're becoming part
of that digital ecosystem. So this is really important for us to not only just say, well, I've got a social media page or I've got a website, but I don't do a ton of digital applications and processes as a business. And I think we need to look at that. Like, so in general, what does that mean? What is digital transformation? What that really means is, and I'll read a quote again from the article, digital transformation is simply a term for the shift we're experiencing as a society. So I'll give you some examples. I experienced this myself personally with music. I'm a big music buff, music performer in the past, and love music. So what I have, what I like to do is I've actually disconnected from radio because I don't feel like radio serves a personal purpose for me. I can't tune into a radio station and listen because A, the ads drive me bananas, and B, I think when they serve radios, when they serve songs, they're not serving it to me personally. They don't know my personal taste. I can create that through iTunes or through Spotify. So I can create these specific experiences that when I go in to listen to music, it's actually things that I know are curated around my interests or that I've created myself. How about personal finance? I've recently started to use a budgeting app to control my personal finances and my efforts in controlling and managing my money. So I use an app in doing that. Fitbod is also a personal fitness app. So no longer do I have to use a spreadsheet, paper, pad, my own, or just winging it. When I go to the gym, I can actually run everything right off my phone and enter it and track it and see how I'm doing in personal performance. TripIt, Uber, Alexa, Siri, guys, these are all digital applications that do one thing. They save people time. And the same thing can be applied for businesses, right? So it's really a reminder that, you know, the thing that these apps all have in common is they're not specifically selling their services in terms of the value of what they offer based on their particular experience or expertise. It's also the fact that they save the consumer time. All right, so I want to give you some more examples in terms of what you can use in your own business. So one of my biggest pet peeves, and number one, is in communication. I think we get lost in email. Email still has a very valid purpose. However, there are platforms out there that that I use, and you could be able to assimilate that as well. But the experiences that you get in an instant messaging platform like Slack, I think the other one's called Flock. I've not used Flock, but Slack has been one that I've used in the past. I've set that up with clients where we can now have conversations, get into file sharing, direct messaging, group messaging, hashtag messaging, where we can hashtag and create categories of topics. It allows us to now have bigger and better conversations that we can find and we can categorize it. So hard to do that in email. So hard. I really encourage you to explore a new communication app, how you can apply it for your business, whether you have team members or clients. Also, application tools. So maybe you are looking for new talent, especially one that has some digital resources, actually one that, you know, who prefers to work digitally. LinkedIn and Indeed are two applications that I've seen, being cited the most in terms of, in terms of recruiting and setting up a job postings. So this is another way as a business that you can jump in and use that resource for the growth of your business. Also, sales management. This next area is also really important. Look, software is available that's going to be able to manage different facets of your business, including sales. This software that I know particularly that I'll recommend is by HubSpot. I've used it before. It helps you. HubSpot has a platform that helps you manage calls, pipelines, reporting, and follow-up resources to help you migrate your processes all online. HubSpot's got a really good tool and platform. I've used Pipedrive before. Some of the big players is Salesforce. Really encourage you to look at some of these products to help mitigate some of your sales processes. Another big one is standard operating procedures. Standard operating procedures, SOPs. What are you doing in your business that you know needs to be documented so that you can also save time in your processes and streamline, you know, some of the efficiencies that you're going to find. A lot of times when you say, in order to save money in a company, you look to streamline the experiences you have in the efficiencies of your procedures. So a tool that'll do this for you is called SOP software. I'm also going to include that in my show notes as a link to a resource for the show. Let me just read here. Online SOP software makes listing the procedures of job functions easy to do and comprehend. So to help make these transitions smooth, the first thing you'd want to do really is talk to your employees and ask them all to collaborate with this process. I'd make it a group project. If you don't have a lot of employees or anybody at the level where that you count on them for that, obviously you can do this on your own or collaborate with a consultant or a coach or a friend. SOPs, very, very important to you that you can digitize in your business. Another area is customer relationship managers, so CRMs. A little bit different from the other platforms out there. HubSpot has a free CRM tool. It's absolutely free. You know, it's something that I use now more and more. It's not easy to manage this stuff on a spreadsheet or a list or a, you know, notepad. You want to be able to track a lot of your interactions and be able to use that platform to communicate to, you know, those leads and those contacts that need to hear from you in order to move your business forward. I also use video chat software. Video chat software that I use is called Zoom. So when I want to have a client conversation, a team member conversation, a recruiting conversation with somebody new, I can use Zoom to train, to have that interaction. It may not be worth getting to just getting in my car, going for coffee. Although those interactions are important, that you as a business owner are going to realize, what could I save time on if I wanted a 30-minute call with a team member or you know, a collaborator, or even in training? You know, how could we use a platform like Zoom? There's others out there that are ideal as well. I think what's the other one? Skype for Business also offers another good product and in comparison. So yeah, Zoom, by the way, is free for the first 40 minutes on each call. Something you may want to consider. Digital transformation challenges. So what is going to be the challenge from here on out? What's challenging you as a business owner? Why are we not 100%? Why are we not 80%? What are the challenges that are getting us to, in terms of processes and mentality, to move us forward? Common challenges really begin at, here's a couple of them, are employee pushbacks. People are slow to adapt. They don't like the change. Not everybody has gone digital in their own mind. So when the business is adapting that, the first pushback tends to be employees. Maybe you have a limited budget. Maybe you're looking at some applications that are just too big. So there could be some research that you need to do. Technical difficulties with the integrations, because maybe you're not technically savvy, or maybe you don't have anyone on staff that's technically savvy to help you with those adjustments. And just literally your business model isn't supportive enough of digital changes. So you may need to revisit that as well. So with a proper strategy, these challenges can be alleviated. You could work with some managers to ensure that your employees are informed about these changes. You may also start the digital transformation with cheaper components like social media, like a free CRM, things that you don't have to do, or rather than, you know, rolling out a high quality advertising campaign, for example. So listen, to help you with this, I'm offering two different types of, and it's not me, I actually have links to this from HubSpot. They have two templates that I found really cool to help you. The first one is to help you schedule and work through a digital transformation process. It's broken down into 7 weeks. I want you to check that out in my show notes. I'll leave that up to you to look at. Also, what if you just want to research this first? What if it's you know, what if you're trying to figure out what areas of digital transformation do I need to tackle my business? HubSpot's got another template for that. This checklist is made, again, with businesses like you in mind to think about how to restructure everything online and how it's going to benefit you. Additionally, it gives you room to think about the pros and cons of different software out there, including what will likely work best with your operations and a budget. Okay, so listen, where are you in digital transformations? How can we get you to become a 60, 40, 80, 20 player in your business? Please feel free to get a hold of me if you want a free consultation, just want to chat about what's going on in your business. I'd love to help. I'm just kind of here for you. I'm here for you. And honestly, it doesn't have to be a call. If you want to leave commentaries on this channel, there's a couple ways you can do that. On YouTube, if you're watching this video, go down below into your comments. I'll be monitoring those comments and will answer those directly to you. You can also reach me on this podcast. If you're listening to the podcast, go to my Anchor page. You can actually leave a voice message and say, hey, man, I've got these concerns and questions. That's all I've got for you today, guys. So look forward to hearing from you. Subscribe if you can, and we'll talk to you on the next video. Take care. I know a lot of business owners that do their own marketing. I get it. But are you on every spectrum of the skills needed to maintain your website, keep up with social media, create and produce your own content, and generate leads with your subscriber channels, plus monitor your ad campaigns for results? If you need help, call me today at 918-973-3436, or you can connect with me on my social channels in the show notes. Hey, let's see if it makes sense to work together. I would love to help. Thanks for listening to today's podcast. Just remember to always take action, keep moving forward, and believe you can make it. If you want to follow me online, you can visit my site at oscarq.com and QNASolutions.us. Feel free to connect with me on my social channels. Enjoy your day.